Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined, as always, by my co-host, JD. JD, what's up?
Yo, yo, doing a deep voice tonight. Getting real rowdy, eating a piece of pizza.
Is that your whale voice?
Yeah.
You know, if you were a giant, you know, 10,000-pound whale, I mean, you'd probably have a deep voice, though, I would imagine.
That's a good question. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
That's a great question. I think I would go with... I'd probably be like a giant lion.
I'm sorry, not a normal lion, a giant lion.
Just one in the jungle.
Do you know what kills lions very easily?
Testicular cancer?
Does it?
I don't know.
I was going to say the bug monsters from Starship Troopers.
Ooh. Good movie.
Love Starship Troopers. Future episode.
Definitely a future episode. So you guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and we're discussing the 1993 family adventure film Free Willy. Before we dive into Free Willy, make sure you guys rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox. And everything is also up on YouTube, and we're trying to grow that channel. So if you haven't hit that subscribe button on YouTube, please do that. And we're gonna bring you some new content. Been working on putting together like some videos with video clips, and got some fun things coming. So make sure you check out that YouTube channel. JD, this is an interesting one because I know your first memory of watching Free Willy has still not actually happened yet. You have never watched the movie, true or false?
Very true, audience. Let the record show, I have never seen this movie. I have no idea. I know it involves a kid that looks like Charlie Conway.
Yeah.
A whale that looks like Shamu.
Yeah, a whale that looks like a whale, yeah.
And a song by Michael Jackson.
Do you know the song? No, you're a little off there.
Well, I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, well, you'll trust me, it'll be in the episode. We'll have that really great song by MJ. We'll be in here. Now, for me, the first memory of watching Free Willy is definitely a VHS rental in the early 90s, 1993, 1994, and just a movie that I fell in love with right away. Just really, I think any kid that's 8 years old can relate to riding his bike around town, trying to hang out with his friends, gets into some trouble, and has to go do some work at this amusement park and befriends a giant killer whale. Like, how cool would that be? To spend your summer actually working with a killer whale and get to touch it. You sit on the thing's back. It takes you around the pool. Like, come on. Would you not want to do that at 8 years old?
I would not. Nope. I would avoid that. It's like you're describing a really bad weekend getaway that you had with Uncle Stan.
I thought you were going to go with Weekend at Bernie's.
No, I would never be smirched Weekend at Bernie's. Bite your tongue.
Okay, is that because you're too scared of the whale?
I would beat the hell up out of the whale. I would punch it, kick it, and give it a harukin.
It'd eat your entire arm right off.
And then I would live inside of it like Geppetto.
That's what always cracks me up. Like, you know, with SeaWorld, like a couple of the trainers died. That part didn't crack me up, but then they were like, there's big outrage. It's like, oh, we gotta kill the whale now. It's like, it's just whales doing whale shit. That's what they do. You think they got the name Killer Whale because they're like puppy dogs?
Come See, on. I wonder the same about anybody that like complains about any animal. Like if you have a dog as a pet,
yeah,
and you leave a sandwich on the table and the dog eats the sandwich, and then you're mad at the dog, it's mm-hmm. like, don't leave the sandwich on the table.
That's my dog that passed away like 5 years ago, when he was like two or three, I came home from college, put a pizza on the counter, took a shower, came back, entire pizza eaten, large pizza. And I was just like, that's on me. Like, what am I going to get mad about?
Yeah.
Of course he ate the pizza.
My current dog, love her, has eaten an entire Papa John's pizza.
Yeah.
An entire case of macaroons.
Uh-huh.
And a giant slice of Portillo's chocolate cake.
That's awesome. Shout out to Fallon.
Yeah. Live and kicking. That dog's got an iron gut.
I mean, he shit like a brick, or she did.
Oh, yeah. They're those things. For a 40-pound dog, her poop, they're the size of her. Kind of like you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a scary sight. Not that
I've seen your poops or anything. I'm just, wow.
I guarantee you've smelt them before.
I'm sure I have.
I can almost picture myself in the locker room and you walking in going, good God, what is that? And I'm just in there going,
I've got
I'm doing really my funny... best Seth Rogen in there. I'm like,
so I've got a really funny locker room poop story.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it before we jump into the trailer. Lay the poop story on us.
So I think this was my freshman year. So this was before you
pre-me
arrived on campus. But it was before a game. You remember how we used to do like the pre-game meals?
I do. Yep.
And so I had, and I learned my freshman year, like I couldn't have the breakfast before a game. I couldn't have the biscuits and gravy and the eggs and the bacon and the sausage. So my freshman year, I was like, yes, eat all the food. Sophomore, junior, senior year audience, my pregame meal consisted of a bowl of Trix. Yes, I ate sugary cereal before college football game.
I can eat the pasta, not the breakfast, though. The eggs run right through you.
So, that's a great point. So, before this game, my freshman year, I ate the whole breakfast and it ran right through me. And I go and I'm like, I'm in my full football gear. We're like 10 minutes before we go out for stretch. And I'm like, nope, I have to poop. Yeah. So I go into the toilet and I sit down and it literally ran right through me. It was just like, so I'm sitting there on the toilet. I'm feeling totally embarrassed because obviously you're shamed for poop. And you remember Billy Lawrence?
Yes.
Of course. So he's at the urinal next to the stall, and he goes, ooh, who's peeing out their booty in there? And it was me. And, you know, he and I played a big role in the team freshman year. So, like, to be 18 years old and be called out by another 18-year-old in a room of Chad Ruzich, who was like 39 at the time.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, you're married with children and I can't handle eggs in my stomach.
I have a similar story to that I will save for another day. Note, if we have any young listeners out there, maybe high school football, and you run into that situation, do not eat watery food before a game or anything that's questionable, like meat, sausage, bacon. You will shit your pants. Eat very bland. That's my best advice to you.
Bowl of cereal.
Yep. Bowl of cereal.
There Bowl of cereal.
Let's fire up the trailer here. Okay. If you're by the computer, type in Free Willy trailer, and you'll be looking for the title. It'll be titled Free Willy 1993 Official Trailer, Michael Madsen Movie, who is not the star, but they love to put those weird titles on here. And it's uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers, 179,000 views. And I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown. And JD, you're going to get your first taste of Free Willy. Are you ready?
Oh, I am so stoked.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1 click.
Imagine if the world you lived in, the space you breathed in, and the freedom you played in was suddenly taken away. Imagine if the only person who knew how you felt was a boy who felt it too.
You really like him, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
In a world where beauty is held captive.
Miss your family?
It takes a special friend.
Willy doesn't have a problem with me.
Yeah!
We appreciate each other.
Looks like Willy's got himself a soulmate.
To set you free.
What's the matter?
Whale's still not performing. We're getting deep into this.
He was too big and too old to be caught in the first place.
Hey, the whale first part dead than alive.
They tried to kill him.
Warner Brothers proudly presents.
Let's Free Willy. He's got a family out there. I heard him.
The most unexpected friendship of the year.
I gotta look out for Willy, and I gotta do what's best for him. Understand?
If we don't get Willy into water soon, he's gonna die. Nobody steals a whale.
We gotta hurry! He's not doing so good!
Don't let that whale get away!
Go, Willy, go!
The greatest adventure of the summer. Free Willy.
JD, start us off. What'd you think?
Barf.
Oh,
come on, you saw that trailer and wanted to see this movie.
As an 8-year-old? Absolutely.
Oh, so boring.
You know what it reminded me of? It's got little bit of hints of Spielberg, Donner, and I actually find out at the end of the trailer here, it's executive produced by Donner. It's got a little bit of that feel to it, but it comes off as like this really serious adventure movie, which I think is why it did as well as it did compared to the sequels, which were more family friendly and come watch this movie, you're going to have a great time and we'll tuck you in the bed. And I think you lose a lot of audience when you do that. But you didn't like it, huh?
No. Okay. I am not looking forward to
it's
watching
not,
this.
I just being somebody that's watched this movie a bunch of times, I don't think you're going to react this way to the actual movie. It's not a bad movie.
Okay, I dig on the Donner vibe and okay. The Spielberg references and giving it this adventure motif. Obviously, having Lori Petty, Point Break, A League of Their Own. She's fantastic. Tank Girl. Totally cool. We've got Michael Madsen very briefly for a second. Fantastic actor. And this little annoying kid, which still reminds me of Charlie Conway. I bet everything in this movie works out for him in the best.
It actually does not. That's why I think you'll like it. It's not a traditional movie like you would think.
Well, now I'm excited to watch it.
So I'll give you one spoiler. His parents aren't even his parents. He's an adopted kid that was living on the street.
Oh, I don't care about adopted kids.
Okay.
Denny Crane.
Oh, yeah, true. Let's talk about the box office numbers here. So Free Willy debuted July 16th, 1993. So it's a summer blockbuster. Film was distributed by Warner Brothers with a runtime of 112 minutes, so it's coming in just under 2 hours. Production budget, $20 million, which I understand from doing some research, a lot of it just went into the CGI of the whale for the very last scene, which is also the iconic poster of the movie. And then the opening weekend, Free Willy was number 5 at the box office, bringing in $7.9 million. And then in week 2, they moved up to the number 4 spot and brought in $8.6 million. So even more in week 2. 10-day total, $22.6 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
My thoughts on the first 10 days are that I remember seeing this trailer as a kid, not wanting to see this movie, and then fast forward to 2019, seeing this trailer again, and still not wanting to see this movie. Whose idea was it for us to watch this movie?
I believe it's your friend. The one
that
be on the
show. Damn you, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Damn you, Eric.
I'm so glad that he's going to be on this episode, because if you're just going to be a hater, we can team up on you. What?
I'm going to be such a hater. Oh, but yeah. That's not... Okay, audience, it's not fair to say that I'm going to be a hater, because in all honesty, I've never seen this movie.
Okay, do you think there was any schoolyard effect here?
I do. I feel like it definitely... improved.
Yeah. So they would spend 8 weeks in the top 10 and then killed it internationally. So domestically, the film grossed almost $78 million. Internationally, it did almost the same, $76 million. So that brings the worldwide total to $153,698,625. JD, thoughts on the final numbers there?
That's a big meatball.
That's 3 meatballs there.
Wedding Singer in our archives.
I mean, is that about what you would expect for this movie? I know you probably don't know a lot about it. I mean, did you think it would be this high?
I knew it did well, which okay. is why I made fun of people that had watched it on the schoolyard. I was like, you saw Free Willy? I saw Demolition Man.
So that's interesting. So at that time, there is a lot of good stuff in the theaters here. Let's do a quick top 10 movie breakdown here. So number 1, The Firm. You're probably not going to see that as an 8-year-old. 2, In the Line of Fire. But then we get to the good stuff. Jurassic Park is number 3. Hocus Pocus is number 4. Free Willy's 5. Sleepless in Seattle 6. Rookie of the Year 7. Son-in-Law 8. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs reissued 9, and then Dennis the Menace 10. So we're talking about 5-6 different kid movies that weekend that you could go watch. What do you think about that?
When's the last time a decent kids movie came out that wasn't a cartoon or an animation or a CGI?
Or wasn't Stranger Things? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either.
The last kids movie that I went to the theater and absolutely loved Super 8.
Was that a kid's movie, though?
I mean, they're like probably 12, 13. It's about the age of these kids and Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, but Dennis the Menace and Richie Rich, and those are kids.
Yeah, now like real young kid movies? Gosh, I couldn't even tell you the last one.
There was that movie Sleepover, which Steve Carell was in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing that I've like had to go out and buy when it came out on DVD Blu-ray. So it's been a minute. I don't know where those movie ideas are. I think they need to get resurrected for sure. Maybe we'll get some more kid stuff in Ghostbusters. We don't know the plot yet.
I don't know that I don't think that excites me.
Yeah, I don't either. I kind of want just the older cast, to be honest. Okay, so don't know that we should do a critic response for this one. Because I think that's really tough for you to guess how a movie's received without actually having ever watched the movie.
Oh, that's fair, because I'm pulling straws out of my butt thinking about what it could be.
I'll just do this. 57% from the critics. Audience, only 49. Kind of split 50-50 there on the audience side.
See, my guess would have been 47 for the critic. So okay. I wouldn't have been as awful as I was for last week's episode.
Right, way off. In our archives, the Office Space.
So bad. I was so awful.
So let me give you two reviews here from the critics that I think might get you a little bit more excited about the movie. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 3.5 out of 4 stars and said, Free Willy has a kind of gentle sweetness that I found very appealing. It's about change, about a young boy discovering himself, and about adventure. And the Save the Whale subplot makes it more than just an adventure or a caper. What do you think about that review?
I can dig that.
Yeah.
I think that's Thoreau, strong. Very Emerson. I can dig that tie to nature.
Good.
I hope that pans out.
Now, here's another one that wasn't quite as positive, but also had good things to say. So James Berardinelli of Real Views gave the film 2.5 out of 4 stars and said, don't be put off by the dumb title. Free Willy has heart in all the right places. It only gets preachy once or twice about Save the Whales, and it's one of only a handful of non-Disney titles worth considering for a family movie outing.
I don't know, audience. My reaction is going to be completely different from teaser trailer to full trailer, and it's going to be much like the episode of Biodome that we did, which I had not seen, and will be starring buddy Eric, who loves Free Willy.
Let me ask you this, and be honest with me. Is part of the reason you don't like the movie or you have never watched it because of the title, like he mentions in the review?
Yeah, I think the title is a little bit of probably confusion and throwing some smoke onto what this film could be. But for me, when I grew up and when I was a child, when this film came out, like, again, and I've mentioned this probably in previous episodes, I know I have, this was a movie that was essentially weaponized to make fun of you for. Like, did you watch Free Willy, so obviously you're not cool.
Okay.
That literally happened at my school.
You know, I don't remember that part of it. I would imagine I just ignored it. I'm like, cool. I'm not cool because I like a movie. All right, I'm going to go play soccer or basketball or football. You guys eat your lunch.
Yeah, well, again, I never established being cool until high school.
Well, did you?
Yeah, I bullied myself into being cool. I literally gave kids swirlies.
Okay.
And giving kids swirlies is very difficult. You have to hold, like, the whole center of gravity of holding a kid by his feet and dunking his head into a toilet. It's very difficult. It's not an easy task.
Not an easy task. Now, one thing I will say about you, when I first met you, there was a period of time where I was like, this might not be a real nice guy. Like, you did have that vibe to you. And then one day, I looked at you and we both went, Zoltan. And I was like, oh, I love this guy. And it was all gone after that.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's kind of dive into next episode. So anything that you look forward to when we get into the full review here?
I'm looking forward to watching Free Willy.
Okay. Good. I'm looking forward to hearing how you react to the movie.
That's what she said.
Now, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Everything's up there. Drop us a 5-star review. Make sure you you let us know. Give us some feedback on these episodes. Let us know what you want to hear in the future. You can email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. For now, we're out of time, and it's time to get back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. Talk to you in a couple days. See ya. You were my friend.
Zoltan.
Love me like a mother.